Some patrons and alumni of the Freedom Theater in North Philadelphia are asking the theater's board of directors to include them in future planning. The landmark African-American theater and some of its supporters have come into conflict recently. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins explains.
The new Freedom Theater was in dire straits for years with lackluster programming and crushing debt. It has recently become solvent after selling some real estate holdings and having most of its debt forgiven. Now, it's charting a new course by hiring new artistic staff and revamping its education program. But some longtime supporters of the theater, the people who have been buying tickets and sending their kids to school there, say they have been shut out of the theater's future. About a dozen people from an alumni coalition recently gathered outside the building on North Broad Street. Attorney Saquh Campbell is a nephew of the theater's original founder, and he says his requests for basic information about the board and its decisions have gone unanswered.
We understand that arts organizations, in particular in neighborhoods like these that are gentrifying, are facing tremendous pressure, but that's why we're here. We're here to support Freedom Theater to maintain it as an institution in this neighborhood.
This alumni coalition has an online petition calling for the removal of Freedom Theater's executive director, Sandra Houghton. Houghton will not take a meeting with them because she says they have consistently harassed her staff and patrons. She does not recognize the alumni coalition as a legitimate group.
What they've done on social media, how they've insult is too mild of a word. They have really defiled and defamed and libeled and slandered the board and me in particular. They threatened the kids who want to come back and said that they're traitors. I mean, this is a rogue organization in my point of view.
Houghton says her main goals this season are to expand the board from 4 people to 9, settle the remaining debt, and find a more sustainable financial model. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.